Hey, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I'm your host, Cash, just dropping in to give you the weekly gem to push you through the rest of the week. Let's go. Hey, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I am still under the weather, but I had a topic on my mind, and I just wanted to make sure that I got it all out there while it's still fresh in my brain. So my birthday, I just turned 30, Friday, October 22nd, and 30 is obviously a milestone birthday, you know, like going into a new decade, like starting a new decade for myself and, you know, all that stuff. So I had very high hopes for my birthday, this time last year I was sick, before that I had to work, before that I was pregnant, and before that I was pregnant, so I'm like, okay, going into my 30, I'm gonna be good, but life happened, and I am sick and was sick on my 30th birthday, so I thought it was smart to postpone any activities until I feel better, because yes, it is the day that I turn 30, but I'm gonna be 30 for a whole entire year, so I can put the festivities celebration on the back burner for a few days so I can, you know, so I can feel better, like nurse myself to better health. But I know you guys are like, why are you talking about that? Because the topic for today's podcast, it didn't start on my birthday. That's when it stopped. That's when I stood up for myself and was like, no. Like, no, I'm not going for it. For a while, I was, I don't know if it was a people pleaser. I don't really care for confrontation. If it gets to the point where there is some confrontation, then I'll handle it. But I don't necessarily like engaging with it. And you guys, I'm sorry if you guys hear me breathing crazy. Sorry, it is very tough for me right now, but I want to get this message out there. So thank you again for just bearing with me while I get my message across. So when I woke up, I've been doing what I needed to do to get myself better, because I'm a single mom. I work a full-time job. I have my girls full-time. Like, I have stuff to do. I can't afford to be sick. That's sad, but yes, I cannot afford to be sick. So my initial plan for my birthday, when it had a switch because I was sick, was just, like, do what I have to do. Like, get my emissions done on my car. Do some returns because the girls are in school. Do some returns. Do whatever I have to do. Come back home. Relax. Because I was supposed to take the girls to the pumpkin patch Saturday the 23rd. And it's been planned since beginning of October. So I'm like, okay, now that I'm sick, my main focus is on getting better so I can keep that promise to my daughters, because they've been looking forward to it for the whole month. But I was guilt-tripped into going out for my birthday for brunch. It was supposed to be brunch turned into lunch. I was guilt tripped into that. And honestly, I don't know if my family listens to this. If they do, I'm not apologizing for it, because it's not okay. I stood up for myself. I spoke up and was like, hey, I'm not feeling well. I look frumpy. Like, I have stuff I need to do for today. I don't really care to go out. I'm already sick. I want to do what I have to do and get back home. That's it. Rest while the girls are in school. And I said no for hours. For hours, y'all. I got up at like 6:30 and I was like, oh, let's go eat. And I'm like, okay, cool. We can go here. I mean, I didn't even suggest a place. I said Chick-fil-A. Person told me I can't. No, we're not doing Chick-fil-A. Like, just go get food. And I was like, okay, we can go to Slutty Vegan when it opens up. No, don't do Slutty Vegan. You need to branch out to something else. So everything that I said I wanted to do for my birthday, it got shot down. So the person planned my birthday for me, and when I didn't want to show up, I got hit with text messages and being called a brat and being labeled as difficult, and nobody could ever do anything for me because X, Y, and Z, I want to ruin everything. And so I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me just get dressed. Let me look less frumpy. Let me just go get dressed and head out, and I'll just do it. Like, okay, it is nice of them to take time out of their day to do it for me. So I went. And then I, a few hours go by, and I start feeling worse. I'm like, hey, I can't do nothing tonight. I can't, like, I don't feel good. It's hard for me to breathe. I'm, like, gasping for air while I'm talking, or I'm not talking. I'm just like, like, not holding full conversations. And long story short, this happens all the time with this person. And it wasn't even, like, just for my birthday. Like, it's not just my birthday. Any big thing or anything I want to do for myself, it's been birthdays, it's been graduations, it's been so many other things that I cannot even list in this episode. But now I'm sitting back and I'm realizing, like, this is a pattern with this person and with these members, and it's not okay and it's not cool that people are getting guilt tripped into doing things that they don't want to do. Because you want to know what? Now I'm gasping for air while I talk. I'm trying to distance my girls so they don't get sick, because honestly, even if my kids don't go to school, if they missed a whole entire week of school, I still have to pay that whole entire week. So if my kids get sick and I can't send them to school, not only am I going to be out $300 for that week, I have to also find somebody to watch them. And if I can't find somebody to watch them, then I can't go to work. And if I can't go to work, then I'm not going to have the money to do anything, to provide for them, to make sure that they got lights, food, whatever they need. I can't do that. So yesterday, last night, I was like, this is it. Like, I'm done. Done allowing people to guilt trip me, to manipulate me into doing what they want and putting my health and my children's well-being at risk. It's not cool. And it's, I know I'm not the only person that's gone through that, but I'm so proud of myself and anybody else that has stepped up to toxic family members, y'all. Like, I understand that nobody's family is perfect. I don't think it's ever going to be. But you have to determine when enough is enough and you're not going to deal with it anymore. Because if you don't nip it in the bud and you don't continue, you're probably going to have to continue nip it in the bud. You're going to have to create boundaries. And I did a podcast episode on this before. You're going to have to create boundaries. And if people don't respect it, I'm sorry, I'm about to curse. I'm not apologize. I shouldn't apologize for it, but I do not give a flying fuck who it is. I don't care who it is. You do not have to object yourself to anybody's toxic behavior. It could be a mom, it could be your sister, it could be your brother, it could be your dad, it could be your aunt, it could be your godparent. You do not have to force yourself into that situation if it's not what you want. If it does not support what you want, I'm giving you permission, but baby girl, you don't need permission from anybody else to remove yourself from a toxic situation, from something that is no longer serving you. And I know it sucks and I know it hurts because you love family. Family is a big thing for you, but sweetie, the family that you created yourself is your top priority. Making sure that you guys are okay is your top priority. Because at the end of the day, if you was to be lying in a deathbed, honest to God, If you was to be lying in a deathbed, who would take care of your kids? Who would take care? And I'm not even just who would take care of your kids, but who would take care of your kids without bullcrap? Who would take care of your kids without, oh, complaining about it, without doing any, like, who would honestly just step up and do it? And if you're thinking, like, I don't have anybody that I can trust my kids with, then maybe you have to take care of yourself so you can continue to be there for them until they get to the age where they can fend for themselves. And honestly, my strength yesterday came from my kids. Because I saw a reel, this lady's husband, her child passed away from the flu. There's people, not even just COVID, there's people passing away from the flu, passing away from colds, pneumonia, walking pneumonia, whatever it is. So you have to take care of yourself. And take a part of taking care of yourself and a part of taking care of your kids is removing toxic people. And it doesn't have to be forever. You are allowed to be selective with the company that you keep around. And I do not care who it is. It can be your own mother. If they are disturbing your peace, they do not deserve a piece of your life. Let me say that again. If they are disturbing your peace, they do not deserve a piece of your life. Straight up, point blank, period. And you don't have to tell, you don't have to explain it to nobody. Oh, why haven't you been around? I don't have to be. I don't want to be. I don't need to be. Whatever it is, you don't have to answer them. You can ignore them. But what I want you to do, and what I'm doing, is standing up for myself. If it does not sit well with my soul, I'm not doing it. Okay? So I want you guys, whoever's listening to this, and fellas, I'm sorry if you listen to this and I said babe girl or whatever, just think I'm saying baby boy. But I'm just saying, whatever it is, whoever it is, I do not care. God did not put us on this earth to suffer. Okay? Or let me say, he didn't put us on this earth to sit and to suffer for nothing. Anything that has happened for a reason. There's a message in it. There's a lesson to be learned. And until you learn that lesson, you're going to continue falling into it. And that's what I did. I continued falling into the guilt trips, into the engagement, the disrespect, the back and forth. Don't do it. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to have a little bit of peace. Whatever that may look like. So, guys, this is taking a lot out of me. If you can't tell. Excuse me. So, my apologies for coughing in your ear. But like I said, I had to get this out while it was on my heart or when it come to y'all. So, again, thank you so much for listening. If you got any value from this, feel free to share it on your social media. And share the link to a friend, whatever you feel. If you have somebody in your life that needs to hear this, share it with them. I appreciate you guys so much. And I will talk to you guys next week. Mwah.